Blog Talk Radio.
There are times when I look above and beyond. There are times when I feel your love around me, baby. I'll never forget.
It is the return of We Are Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio, the hottest online entrepreneur talk radio show there is on Blog Talk Radio. And yes, we are back. We are back one more again promoting some wonderful things going on in the world of women entrepreneurs of America. And it is Yolanda Lamar. How y'all doing on this wonderful Winning Wednesday? Listen, we are getting ready to host an amazing show this evening. Listen, thank you all for tuning in to We Are Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio, a program of Women Entrepreneurs of America, a 501c3 nonprofit membership-based organization that has over 20 chapters, headquartered in Cleveland, Ohio, the best location in the nation. Shout out to my national chapter. Listen, we are back again on a wonderful, warm Orlando day, the studio right here in We Are Radio Land. And I want you all to know is that we are hosting a special broadcast to promote our coming out party. It's our coming out to network party. It's our coming out to network with Women Entrepreneurs of America. And tonight, I got some amazing guests who are going to be joining me to talk about the amazing things that we are implementing in the Florida chapter, Women Entrepreneurs of America. Yes, right here in the heart of City Beautiful, Orlando, Florida. So in a few minutes, we're going to open up the phone lines and talk to some of these amazing entrepreneurs extraordinaires. But let me just tell you a little bit about Women Entrepreneurs of America. We have been around now going on 19 years. 19 years, people. November 2002, we launched this amazing opportunity to help disadvantaged, underserved women in business with the tools and resources to help grow and start their businesses right there in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio. I'm telling you, this was not a vision of mine. This was a vision of God for me to be in a position to gather so many amazing startups and entrepreneurs that wanted to create and implement business opportunities, providing them the tools, the resources, the workshops, the training, the skilled talents that they are bringing to their businesses to be out here in the world of business. And it has grown tremendously from chapters all the way from Cleveland, Ohio, all the way to Phoenix, Arizona. We talking about Indianapolis, Indiana, Chicago, Illinois, all the way Missouri. We talking about East, New Jersey, New York. We talking about Philadelphia. We're always talking about Texas. I mean, just to name a few. But this has really brought us to a point where it's time to come together. This global pandemic has brought us in a position where it's time for us to come out and network. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it tonight on how important it is for us to come together again to network our resources, our tools, and still be social distancing, still be under CDC guidelines, still wear our masks, and still enjoy one another. So what I'm going to do here real quick is I'm going to be open up the phone lines because I want you all to know that we decided the Florida chapter of Women Entrepreneurs of America decided it was time to come out. So let's host a networking event. And we all know we love hats. Women love hats, big hats, cowboy hats, hey, baseball cap hats. But any type of hat that any type of woman entrepreneur wear, we're always classy, we're always sassy, and we know how to come together and still build our business as we still look good and classy. So it's all about a hattitude. I got a hattitude. You got a hattitude. Well, you know what? My fellow constituents got a hattitude. And what we're getting ready to do is talk about what it's all about by coming together. It's a hattitude for networking. It's about bringing our hattitudes under one accord and network. So what I'm going to do is open up the phone line because I got one of the most fantabulous, glamorous, victorious, amazing entrepreneur there is who's joined the Florida chapter. L-O-E, V-A-S. Remember those acronyms. L-O-E, V-A-S. Victorious. Victory. Let me see if I got her on the call. We're talking about the amazing Victoria Cooper. Victoria Cooper, are you out there?
I am here, darling. How are you today?
Welcome to We Are Radio Live, my fellow Florida sister. How you doing?
I am amazing, amazing. Thank you so much for having me. I am so, so, so excited. So I am so excited.
You ought to be Victoria Cooper, because I'm telling you, you are one amazing entrepreneur, and this was absolutely a dream come true for God to allow this opportunity for us to host this amazing event so that we can meet you and your fellow constituents. So what I want to do, Victoria, as we get started, I want my listeners, because my board is lightening up, okay? So I want my listeners to know out there in We Are Radio Land a little bit about Victoria Cooper. And then let's share about what LOE stands for and VAS. Go for it, Victoria.
Absolutely, absolutely. Once again, thank you so much for having me. It was a divine appointment that you and I have met. So I must say that first. But my name is Victoria Cooper. I live here in the sunny sunshine state of Orlando, Florida. I'm originally from Long Island, New York, and I came down here in 1989, and I never went back. So that tells you I love Florida. This weather is just something to die for, but it is amazing. So I've been here. I am a mother of two wonderful boys, Curtis and Christopher, 22 and 24-year-old. I am a author. I am a two-time author. I released two books. I am the CEO of Light of Essence, which is the LOE. It's a natural soy candle company and aromatherapy company. And also Voss Creations. I am co-owner with my business partner, Sasha Espada, and that's a bath and body company that we actually launched during COVID. We launched the company coming together as one. You know, two separate businesses, but we came together to create one company. The key thing is people working together. And that's why I do love your organization, because people come together. So that, in a nutshell, is who I am, and I'm so excited to be here.
Woo! Let me tell you something. This is why we have came together. You know, women entrepreneurs is about us. It's about we. We are connected. And this is what, as you stated earlier in your intro, our divine connection. This has been the divine order of business in the organization Women Entrepreneurs of America to come together. So with Light of Essence and Voss Creation has came to join the Florida chapter of Women Entrepreneurs of America. And amazing enough, Victoria came to the meeting already ready, okay? She didn't get ready. She came ready. She came with gifts. She came with her amazing book. She came with her amazing product. And she says, where do I sign up at? That's what I'm talking about, extraordinaire. So what we want to do real quick, Victoria, because I really want you to share a little bit more, because I want you to tell my listeners a little bit, Light of Essence, what made you start the business of Light of Essence? Light of essence. What made you start that?
Well, I always loved candles. You would find a candle in every room of my house, bathroom, kitchen, bedroom. And it was during a time I was actually going through a rough patch in my life, I must say, going through a divorce. And I would just light candles everywhere. And one day I was cleaning up, and I was like, what is all this black stuff on my candle? And I noticed it was on my, like, the soot was on my coffee table. And I said, So what everyone does, we go to Google, and I said, what causes the black soot on candles? And when I learned of the 11 known toxins that were in paraffin candles, I was like, oh, my God, I'm burning all these candles in my home with children in my house. I threw every candle away, and I said, you know what? I'm going to start my own candle company. So I did the research to find on clean, natural candles, and that's how I came up on Soy Candles, and I never looked back. I created a name. I got registered with the state of Florida. In 2009, Lida Essence was established in 2009 and never turned back. And then it grew to 2009, and we're still kicking, and it's just a blessing. Again, I think I'm selling a candle, but it's more than a candle. I always say that candle's made with love because the people that I meet on my journey at these different vendoring events, at these networking events like we're going to be having on May 23rd, you just never know who you meet in that room. And I'm selling, they're getting an amazing candle, but at the same time, we're meeting so many different people that's able to bless your life, and you never know what they're going to pour into your life at the same time. So it's just amazing. Again, they're 100% soy candles, and they smell amazing. At the same time, they help you de-stress. That's a big thing right there, to help you de-stress. Candles that de-stress you. So that is the importance of, you know, actually also self-care. A lot of times you can light a candle, get a good book, something you like, and just get the aroma of that candle. And just have some me time, because that's important as well. Taking care of
self. Yes. Let me tell you something, Victoria, and you just segue in about having a book. Let me tell you something. Your amazing book. Now, you've got a lot of static in the back, so are you outside or?
Let me do this real quick. Hold on.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm in transit to another appointment, but
There you go. That's much
there
better. That's okay. You segue right into your book, The Victory Within, the book of I Am, Daily Affirmations by Victoria C. Cooper. Let me tell you something. We're going to talk about this a little bit later, but I want you all to know that the beauty about this book is this book goes with the Light of Essence, okay? Get you some Light of Essence. Grab you the Victoria Within, the book of I Am, and just sit in there and read and just love on yourself and understand about the importance of who you are. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later. So I'm going to be posting up a picture of the book and let everybody know that you're going to be at the It's a Hattitude Networking Brunch. Ain't that amazing?
Yes. Yes, it is. I got my hat ready. Hattitude,
baby. You got a hattitude. I got a hattitude. So guess what?
We're
going to have a hattitude. Yes. So the weekend of May 22nd and 23rd is our official launch to come out. It's our coming out networking. It is the Organization of Women Entrepreneurs of America, hosted by the Florida chapter, to introduce to those that haven't heard about Women Entrepreneurs of America, those that haven't heard about Victoria Cooper and her amazing colleagues, about how we come together and network, essentially. So if anyone like to reach out about getting some Light of Essence, real quick before we take a break, Victoria, how can they reach you to order some candles and read more about your wonderful product?
Yes, they can find me at www.loebyvictoria or on Light of Essence. And then same thing on Facebook at Light of Essence.
Absolutely. And trust me, if you go on her social media and find Victoria C. Cooper, you're going to find out a lot about Bob Creation, this wonderful entrepreneur, author extraordinaire, and her wonderful book about daily affirmations. Now, you say that you got a meeting to go to. So do you got a few minutes or you got to run? This is your time up?
I do. If you want to, I can come back on or...
Yeah, yeah, I tell you what, if you got to go run, tell you what, I'm going to go ahead on and take a break. You guys, give a big shout-out to Victoria C. Cooper of Light of Essence. She will be at the It's a Hattitude for Networking weekend, May 22nd, 23rd. And again, we're going to be talking more about Victoria as we get through this show. Victoria, thanks for being on the show. You come back on because we got a lot to talk about because It's a Hattitude for Networking.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm here, so I'm not hanging up, but I'm still here.
All right. We will be back because you tuned in and we are radio live. All right. We are back. We are coming together again. Yes, it is. We are Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio, the hottest online entrepreneur talk radio show that is on Blog Talk Radio. It is your host, Yolanda Lamar. It is a program of Women Entrepreneurs of America. If you want to know more about Women Entrepreneurs of America, go to www.weainc.org or www.weainc.com. We are still seeking entrepreneur extraordinaires to join. We are coming to you live in Orlando, Florida, promoting that It's a Hattitude for Networking weekend, May 22nd, 23rd. So without any further ado, we want to thank Victoria for being on. She hasn't went nowhere. We want you to know that the Florida chapter is excited to host this coming out for all you entrepreneurs. So if you are interested in coming to Orlando, Florida that weekend, email us at floridachapterwea@gmail.com. The tickets is only $50. You can cash app us at WEAINC. You can Zelle us at YolandaRLamar@gmail.com or hit one of my WEA members for more information. But without any further ado, let me bring on the amazing. We got another amazing new member, another new member to the Florida chapter. Yes, yes. Let me tell you something. This coming together concept is amazing. Only God ordained. And this amazing young lady reached out at the 11th hour. We're going to slow it down a little bit because we're going to talk about insurance. We're going to talk about the importance of insurance. We want you all to know that as entrepreneurs, if you're going to be starting a business and running a business, you need to protect your assets. You need to protect your business. You need to protect you and your family. There are so many things out here that can hinder and cost yourself, your livelihood, your business, a lot of money. Insurance is so important. Who doesn't understand that? But if you are not quite sure the importance of insurance and how valuable it is, let's talk life insurance. And I got the amazing Angela Taylor, who has just joined with KP Financial Insurance Company. Angela Taylor, are you on the call with us?
I'm right here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, Angela Taylor. Welcome to Women Entrepreneurs of America. Sis, how are you this wonderful Orlando day?
Oh, it's great. It is not raining today. The sun is shining. It's a great day to be with you on the call.
Absolutely. Let me tell you something. Thank you so much for not only being a part of It's a Hattitude Networking Weekend next month, but also being a part of Women Entrepreneurs of America. Having the business that you have is so important in this organization to me. I'm an advocate in making sure that entrepreneurs have the tools that they need, and insurance is one of them. So, Angela, I'm going to turn the mic over to you because my board is lit And I want my listeners to know that insurance is so important. Let's talk about it. So introduce yourself and tell everybody a little bit about Angela Taylor.
I'm Angela Taylor, originally from Jacksonville, Florida, currently living in the Apopka, Florida area in Central Florida. I am actually a licensed physical therapist and personal trainer by trade. So I made sure everybody's bodies were fine-tuned. But about 3 years ago, my younger brother got into the insurance field, life insurance to be specific. And something about his journey really spoke to me. And I realized that that was an area in our community especially that was somewhat lacking. And after speaking with him, sitting down with him, I took on the life insurance examination process. I got into the field and have been helping working families and have been able to help those with various medical conditions, all kinds of budgets, achieve their goals through life insurance and help create generational wealth, which is something huge that every person deserves to have an opportunity to do.
Amazing. And the beauty about the business of insurance is that we all know that life happens. Sure as we're here, we're going to leave, Angela. Isn't that correct?
It's absolutely correct. There, if you're living, you need life insurance. And a lot of folks will say, you know, well, when I'm gone, you know, who they can deal with that. But dealing with that should never mean a GoFundMe, right? Dealing with that should never mean a financial burden from your children, you know, especially, God forbid, something happened to us in our working years. So I found there was a lot of misinformation and a lack of information, folks thinking it costs too much or I have it at work, they'll be fine. But as I got into the field, I knew I could bring that education piece, that I could promote things that people need and show the community that it's affordable and it is an opportunity to set up those that you love to not have a burden when you're gone and actually create wealth, almost a guaranteed avenue to create wealth. So families, business owners, single folks, older folks, sick, healthy, it matters not. If you're breathing, you need what I have to offer.
There you go. And speaking from someone that looks like us, that understands that, again, you do not have to wait till you're sick. You do not have to wait till life happens. You need to go ahead on and create that insurance piece that will allow you some security for your family. Go ahead.
Oh, I apologize. So what a lot of people think is they need it when they're older and, you know, that's something that'll cover them if they die. Well, that's a win. It's never cheaper than it is today, right? Anything could change. Any aspect of your health could change. You know, again, people will say, well, I have it on my job. Well, when that job ends, more than likely that insurance ends. And in 5 years, it'll cost more than it will right now. So why not invest in yourself and know that it's, you know, I think of it as an umbrella. If it's raining outside pouring cats and dogs like it does so often in Florida, you're going to make sure your family's under that umbrella, right? And if you have the means to do it, you'll do it. So why not have security in the form of insurance when you know you need it? It's just a simple matter of getting the right kind of insurance, you know, and an affordable policy.
Absolutely. So, Angela, being a part of the Florida chapter of Women Entrepreneurs of America, I am so honored to be able to introduce and have that information available for my inspired entrepreneurs in the organization. How can those that are listening, especially the members in the organization, reach you to get more information about how to secure the future for their families, how they can, you know, find out what the difference between term and whole life, guaranteed life, annuities, hospital indemnities, funeral plans? How can they reach you? Do you have a website?
Right now, my website is almost done. So it's under construction. So that information will be available soon. But for now, the quickest way to get a hold of me is to call me at this number, 407-900-3661. I'm available 7 days a week. Also, I can be reached at Let's Talk letlifeinsurance.com, spelled exactly as it sounds, letinsurance.com. I'm available to look at your existing policies and make sure that they are sound, make sure that those hidden increases are not going to hit you when you don't know that they're coming. So even if you are covered now, if you got the policy your mama got you when you were five, it's time to update that life insurance, and that's the rate to reach me so that I can assist you in doing just that.
Absolutely. And the importance of it, entrepreneurs, is that do not take this lightly. Start now. If you haven't already and you still breathe, start now. And talk with somebody who is educated and have the information and the knowledge that will steer you the right way. Angela Taylor is here, and I'm so proud to share this with my fellow entrepreneurs and women entrepreneurs of America. So, Angela, don't go nowhere. We got a few minutes. I'm going to take a pause for the calls, and we're going to come back, share a little bit about the It's a Habit Super Networking Brunch. Got a few more minutes? You got a few more minutes?
I got plenty of minutes.
Well, guess what? I got a habit, too. Do you got a habit, too?
Oh, I've most definitely got one of those.
I got a habit, too. Angela got a habit, too. We all got a habit, too, because it is the return of We Are Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Angela, don't go nowhere, because after Angela, I got the amazing, dynamic entrepreneur there is coming on to the show tonight. So don't go nowhere, so we'll be right back. What'd she say? Together. We are coming back together, Women Entrepreneurs of America. It is your host, Yolanda R. Lamar. It is the return of We Are Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Listen, we're going to be on Wednesday talking about the return of Women Entrepreneurs of America. Coming together again for the It A Habit Super Networking Brunch, the weekend of May 21st and 23rd. Tickets are on sale now. We still seeking sponsorships. So if you want to promote your business and market your business, advertise your business, you want to put some business cards and flyers in our swag bag, hey, hit us up. Email floridachapterwea@gmail.com. Listen, we are so excited that these vendors have came from everywhere. Women Entrepreneurs of America is an advocate for vendors. We want to make sure that vendors are welcome, but we want the presence of individuals to come to support these vendors. Vendors work really hard to come and load all those things and set up and make their tables all beautiful and presentable for you to come. So listen, if you know anyone in the Orlando surrounding area who wants to fly, who does not want to fly to Orlando, Florida, come on and join us. We got Oklahoma coming. We got Alabama coming. We got Indianapolis coming. We got Indiana coming. We got people from Texas coming. We got, listen, Atlanta, Georgia coming. So we're going to have a plethora of entrepreneurs, but we want to support these vendors. And I'm so excited that Angela Taylor is a sponsor, one of our amazing sponsors. KP Financial and Insurance Services is a sponsor of our wonderful event that weekend. Angela, are you still with us?
I'm right here. Yes, I am.
So, KP Financial Services, Inc., as we get ready to wrap up my wonderful interview with you, and again, welcome to Women Entrepreneurs of America again, Angela. Thank you so much for joining us.
Really feel welcome and right at home. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You are amazing. So listen, KP Financial Services, for all of these entrepreneurs that are here, KP Financial Services is an opportunity. Is it a business opportunity, or is this a business that you are part of?
So this is a business I'm a part of. If anyone is interested and licensed, we absolutely would love to have you on board. It was started 13 years ago by Miss Katrina Phillips. She is an owner and the broker, an excellent mentor, has taught me more in 2021 than I can say I learned in the past 3 years in the industry. But we are located right here in Central Florida, but able to help families and businesses throughout the United States as well.
You know what? And that's what it's all about. So if anyone is interested to go into the insurance business, as well as talk to you about getting some insurance, they can definitely chat with you about that, correct?
Absolutely, yes. And I think, you know, it's so fitting as you're, you know, promoting networking and women in business to have a woman, looks like me, you know, well-educated, came from a different field herself to honor me and help me in my journey in this business and to grow. It's all about networking. We could do this on our own, but our reach is so much greater when we join together. So KP, as you said, is here for families. It's here for businesses. It's here for business women who may be looking, like I was 3 years ago, for a different opportunity.
Yes, yes. Shout out to Katrina Phillips. Tell Katrina Phillips that I'm looking forward to talking with her, because one key thing you said as we get ready to wrap up, Angela, mentorship. Having a good mentor, having somebody that doesn't mind sharing their skills and talent, helping you along the way, being a great protege, because we don't know everything. Learn how to just be a sponge to these mentors and learn as much as you can. So shout out to mentors like Katrina Phillips that is in your backyard that has helped you become the amazing insurance broker and agent that you are. Shout out to Katrina. Let Katrina know Madam Founder of Women Entrepreneurs of America want to chat with us, so okay?
I will. I'll definitely do that.
So listen, thank you so much for being on. If you want to reach out to Angela Taylor, you can find her on Facebook. What other social outlets are you part of, and how can they reach you again, Angela?
On Facebook, I'm also on Instagram as Miss Angela, R-A-I. Facebook, Angela Taylor. Please don't hesitate to call or text 7 days a week. I am available, 407-900-3661, and via email, letstalklifeinsurance@gmail.com. My website will be up soon and very soon, and I will make that information available to all of the WE family as well.
Absolutely. So WEA, if you're out there listening and you need insurance, we got one in the family now. Her name is Angela Taylor. And thank you, Angela, for being one of our sponsors for It's a How to Two for Networking. So listen, we're going to be talking about It's a How to Two for Networking and how you can meet Angela Taylor, Victoria Cooper. Victoria, before you leave me, we're going to talk about the Cherry Boutique and KTP Jewels in a few minutes. So don't you go nowhere, Angela, because I'm ready to bring on the diva herself. If y'all don't know about China Doll, y'all need to know about China Doll. Let me put on some good old music for China Doll and make sure she knows that we are ready to bring her on. This is about China Doll. Yes, China Doll is in the house, everybody. Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Come on, China Doll.
Oh, you know I'm dancing in the middle of the floor.
Yes.
I love it.
We're talking about a sister that glows. We're talking about when she hits the screen, if she ain't batting them beautiful eyes, she's got an illuminating smile. Let me bring y'all on all the way from Montgomery, Alabama, the one and only LaTanya Dixon Montgomery. Yay!
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Yolanda. I tell you the truth. First of all, let me just thank you so much for founding such an organization, you know, that caters to women. You know what I'm saying? That is major to me. And, you know, any way that I can be a part of this, I want to be a part of it. But, girl, you know how I love my music, okay? You know how I do.
I had to put some Rick James on you. Look, wait a minute. Let me put it up. Come on, China Doll.
There it is. Yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
China Doll.
Okay. You know I'm in the floor. I'm in the floor now. That's how I roll.
Listen, I'm so hyped. I'm so honored. I'm so thankful. China Doll, welcome to We Are Radio Live. I have been on
Thank
a lot
so
of your
having.
Shows. I have loved being on with you and chatting with you, and now you get a chance to give me the honor to honor you tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And thank you. You are so welcome, and thank you so much for having me. I'm telling you, I am excited about the Hattitude for Networking event. Oh, my goodness. I can hardly wait. I've been trying to pick out outfits. I'm wondering what I'm going to wear because I absolutely know what I will be playing at the happy hour.
Oh, my God.
So,
oh, my God. So let's do this. Let's do this. Let's take it back a little bit because I want my listeners to know that this ain't been by no accident, first and foremost, okay? Because China Doll LaTanya Dixon Montgomery is from my hometown, Gary, Indiana. Shout out to G.I.
in the house. G.I. is in the house. Isn't that something? Oh, my goodness, how it just went in a circle like that. I didn't know until a couple of shows in, and I said, okay, this woman right here is something to her. You know, she just got a little bit too much rhythm. She knows this music. And then Yolanda, you turned me on to music. I was like, oh, my goodness, I got to get to know her. How did she know? I thought it was just me. But, it's music basically is my life. It's in my blood. My dad was a disc jockey all my life, and me being a radio personality and host is a wonderful thing. I love it. I love making people happy. And what other way to make them happy than with music, good music? You know?
Absolutely.
Old school music, where we come from.
This was our medium, music, sock hop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? After sunset, you know, it's Saturday Soul Train. We know everybody know about Soul Train, okay? We grew up with that. But LaTanya, let's talk about the fact that, and let's give honors what honors is due. We want to thank Demetrius. We want to thank Demetrius.
Oh, yes. Demetrius D. Harris. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Demetrius D.
Harris. I can't wait until I meet him face to face.
Let me tell you something. You're going to be so honored. Demetrius D. Harris has followed the Chilling with China Doll forever. And he always on Facebook tagged everybody and their mama to join to hear you. Okay? We had no choice.
I love it.
To tune in. And it's amazing. This is an older Gary, Indiana, by way of Gary Roosevelt constituent, okay? And he tuned on to you and loved your music and old school music. And Demetrius D. Harris, me and China Doll want to thank you personally, right?
Well,
here
really,
in your life.
I mean, really. Oh, my goodness. I named him my virtual co-host. Behind that, when I saw how, you know, dedicated, and I really, really love that. Like I said, I can't wait to meet he and his wife. He was always on. He was always sharing. And even if he couldn't look at the screen because, you know, I would go live, you know, he would have the music playing while he and his wife were doing whatever they were doing. You know, I love that. You know what I'm saying? Supporting one another. And that's why I'm so gung-ho about supporting you in what you're doing, Yolanda. I mean, I really, really am. If I can do it, I will do it. Demetrius D. Harris, I thank him from the bottom of my heart. And I guess he got in touch with you, huh?
Absolutely. I know, and
being from Gary, Indiana, and I know when I say this name, you'll probably just shout in your seat, but I really believe it was Demetrius D. Harris that turned the rag man on to me. Okay.
Oh,
the rag man.
Oh, my God.
A rag man tuned into my show one night, and I was, you know, that it was such an honor. I mean, being in the radio business, for rag man, Jim Rags, to tune into your show,
That I mean, I was overwhelmed that night, and I'm sure Demetrius D. Harris had something to do with that. And then after that, me and Jim Rags became friends, and I tuned into a couple of his shows, which he doesn't go live a lot. But and then we connected. So, I mean, come on, D. Oh, I love him to pieces. I can't wait to finally meet him face to face.
Well, you will. You're going to get an opportunity. We're going to make some things happen because we still have to go back home and do some things. I have a chapter in Gary, Indiana. It's my Northwest Indiana chapter. I would be remiss not to go around the country and set up chapters and support other women entrepreneurs in America and don't go back home and do it. You know, shout out to Daisy Curtis and Vicki Harmon and Joyce Reese and Mia, Michelle Robinson. You know, just to name a few, Genesis Jones Burris, who helped me launch the Northwest Indiana chapter, Women Entrepreneurs of America, back in 2012. Okay, so I was not going to be able to do this without taking it back home and support my own sisters and brothers right there. You know, we got the Michael Jacksons, we got the Denise, what's Denise's name?
Denise Williams.
Denise Williams, just to name a few, that's, you know, that's talent that's there. But, you know, they forget, I truly believe, China, though, they forget where they come from. And I'm never going to forget where I come from because we are a product of our product. We are from here in Indiana. We're proud to say we're from here. So, what I want to do is this. Latanya Dixon Montgomery hasn't always been China Doll, right? Or have you always been China Doll?
I've always been China Doll. I've always been China Doll since I was about 7 years old. And when I moved here and decided to start my business, I named it China Doll. So if I just become a lot of people don't even know Latanya Dixon Montgomery. All they know is China Doll. If you mention Latanya Dixon Montgomery, they're who you know. But if you say China Doll, you know that's how they know me.
So when
I started China Doll's modeling agency, then, you know, the name grew a lot more. But other than that, it was just, you know, a few family that's friends with the China Doll. But as far as when the radio hit, when I went on the air in 2015, it just blew up. It just really blew up. And I love it.
You know what? And
unfortunately,
it fits you. And it fits you. And it fits your aura. It fits your era. It fits your demeanor. It's almost like it's you. It's like you must have came out the womb to do this because you speak it, you edify it. I mean, seriously, I'm always impressed at watching your appearance. You know, it's never a dull moment. And even when I'm listening to you, it comes from your soul. You love music. You love chatting. You love promoting. You love marketing. And all that is part of what we are all about.
So, and that is why I am so excited about this the Hattitude networking event. I'm really excited about that because I know that me along with everybody else, we're on the same page. This is what it's about. And I'm willing to help anybody who, as far as promoting. And, you know, marketing, that's just in my heart. You know what I'm saying? That's just in my heart. That is something that I'm willing to do. If I have a platform that I can exalt the next person, then I'm going to use it.
Well, you know what? And you're supposed to, and that's why God gave it to you. He don't give it to everybody. Mm-hmm. He gives it to the ones that's chosen. So you're supposed to use what God gives you. And make it make sense and give back and support others. So when we come back, we're going to take a brief break, China Doll, and we're going to talk about it's a Hattitude for networking. But I really want my listeners, because my screen is blowing up. They're tuned in. They're listening. I want them to know about the Marlin Agency, and then we're going to swing right into about the networking and the happy hour with Chilling with China Doll. We come back. You guys have tuned in to Real Radio Live. We'll be right back with China Doll herself, all the way from Montgomery, Alabama, everybody. Yes! All right, y'all heard her. That's Janet Jackson, all the way from Gary, Indiana, everybody. Don't get it twisted. This is all what it's all about. We bringing it right here on We Are Radio Live, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Listen, thank you for joining us. It is a special broadcast of Women Entrepreneurs of America, your 501c3 nonprofit membership-based organization. And if you want to know more about Women Entrepreneurs of America, if you want to be a part of the elite entrepreneurs like China Doll, Victoria Cooper, Angela Taylor, just to name a few, join us. Go to our website at www.weainc.org. For more information, you can reach me all on my social media pages. You can contact any of my WE assistants if you'd like to join. And if you join now to our It's a Hattitude Networking Brunch, we have a special membership for you. And tell them you heard it from Madam Founder herself, Yolanda R. Lamar. I have on right now the amazing, the glamorous, the vivacious China Doll, LaTanya Dixon Montgomery. LaTanya, thank you for taking the time out to do this with me to help promote
the Hattitude Networking. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited. I am truly, truly excited. And I know this is a little over a month away, but I mean, I'm there already, okay? I am there. Oh, you
so
mentioned
listen,
Vicki Harmon earlier.
Yes, yes, I did. I mentioned Vicki Harmon, my classmate. You know,
we grew up two doors away from each other. Mm-hmm.
I heard. Vicki's my girl. Matter of fact, Vicki is a member of the Women Entrepreneurs of America Northwest Indiana chapter. So,
I love it.
And since we mentioned Vicki Harmon, happy belated birthday to you, Vicki, out
belated.
There.
Happy birthday, Vicki.
Happy birthday, Vicki. And if you need a website, graphics, artist, extraordinaire, contact Harmony Design Network. Contact Vicki Harmon and tell her you heard about her right here on We Are Radio Live. Yes, Vicki Harmon, we love you. We love you.
So, yes.
Chilling with China Doll, it became a dream for me when I decided, when the Florida chapter and I talked about it, and I said, I got the right person to help kick off our It's a Hattitude Networking. We needed something with a kick. We just didn't need to come and just host the event and just have the vendors and just, you know, speak and all that stuff. I needed a little kick to it. And you jumped, God jumped you right into my spirit. And when I talked to you about it, you was in receipt of it. And that's amazing. Mm-hmm. So I want my listeners to know, Saturday night, May 22nd, you guys get a chance to not only hear, not only see, but get a chance to rub elbows with China Doll, because we are hosting and happy hour with China Doll on Saturday night. So let's talk about that real quick before we wrap this up, China Doll.
Okay.
I'm bringing the old school.
Aside from myself, I'm bringing the old school, and I'm also bringing some guests with me because I want people to really get in on this this We Are Inc. I really do. But as far as that Saturday night, the happy hour with China Doll, I'm bringing that old school. I'm bringing the old school, and I'm gonna bring a little stepping music there. You know how we do up there in Gary, Indiana, and South Side of Chicago. I am bringing the stepping music, and I want everybody to have a wonderful time. I want to hobnob, rub elbows with everybody, and who knows? You know, who knows what will happen? And maybe I will be hosting somewhere else. Again, I thank you, Yolanda. What you're doing is a wonderful thing. It's really big. I think it's bigger than you actually know. I really, really do. But I'm going to bring it. What did they used to say? I'm going to bring the noise.
China
Doll will be bringing
the noise.
I'm going to bring the noise. I'm going to bring the noise. And like I said, if there's anything, I'm sorry.
So I want my listeners to know that China Doll, can you hear me, China Doll?
Yes.
So what I want my listeners to know is China Doll will be blessing us with our presence from 5 o'clock in the evening to 9 o'clock. So we're going to have some amazing vendors. We're going to have the wine vendor, Michelle DeCharles.
We're going to have Pure Romance as a vendor. We're going to have our sponsor who's going to be there sharing information about insurance. That's Angela Taylor. We're going to have Victoria Cooper who's going to be sharing about her wonderful book that she has out, as well as some of her scented candles. We're going to be having a plethora of vendors at the Chilling with China Doll event. We're talking about, listen, The Emporium. V. Garvin is going to be there. She creates her own African attire and purses. So we're going to be surrounded by vendors. We've got door prizes. We're going to have some amazing cocktails. And I just want people to envision. We're going to be set up in an area that's right by the pool. So you're able to go out there by the pool and get some fresh air, because we don't want nobody to feel claustrophobic. We got a great social environment. You still got to wear your mask. You still got to social distance. But guess who's going to light up that room? It's China Doll herself, everybody.
I'm going to light it up. I'm going to do the best I can. Everybody will leave there with a smile on their face and a tune in their heart, okay? And that's just how I do.
We're going to have to put them out of there, because we got to wrap it up at 9 o'clock. So, again, the event is free. The event is free Saturday night. We got, if you want to come, tell your colleagues, tell your friends, come and meet some of the vendors, meet our amazing sponsor, KP Finances Services, Angela Taylor. Come meet some of the amazing vendors. We have some door prizes, great cocktails. There's going to be food available and some great old school music. I'm going to even invite some of the Orlando Shepherds to come out. I'm going to invite some of them to come out, China Doll.
I would love that. I really would love that. But don't get upset if I get out there and step a little bit myself. But you know, that's just how I am. But you know, Yolanda, I was going to tell you that I'm really looking forward to joining Rhea Inc. So that my China Doll Modeling Agency can grow, because with this COVID thing, I think a lot of our businesses kind of took a nosedive. Some of it did. I know people in the modeling industry, I know that they're, because of the whole, you know, coronavirus thing. But I definitely want to come, like I said, and meet people, not just radio hosts and personalities like that, but people in the field of modeling is what, and I've been doing that a long time. So it's going to be great. It's going to be, you know, I'll be getting a double portion that night. From 5 to 9, when I'm making everybody happy and have a good time, and then the Hattitude brunch the next day.
Absolutely. And bringing the amazing entrepreneurs like Valerie Smedley, who joined immediately after we were on your show a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Valerie Smedley, shout out to Valerie Smedley out of our Alabama area, who joined immediately. So I'm looking forward to her attendance. I know some of your family members are attending. I got people from Alabama. It's because of China Doll. Because of China Doll.
I'm going to tell it wherever I go. I'm going to tell it wherever I go, Yolanda.
Well, tickets are still on sale for $50. They can reach out to you. They can reach out to Victoria. They can reach out to Angela Taylor. Anyone in the organization that's connected with the organization still got tickets. But the Chilling with China Doll sponsorship is so important. Yeah. We want you all to come out, get some great music, meet some wonderful vendors like Matilda Charles, Angela Taylor with KP Finances, Z-Porium with Zena Garvin, Pure Romance, Amanda Lynn, just to have a good time. This is our coming out Saturday night event. So China Doll, I'm going to take one more break, but you know what? Today is Prince Day. Today is Prince Day. For you all that don't know and those that do, I am truly a fan of Prince. I am a Purple Rain diva. My whole bedroom is purple. Everything about Prince is there. Everybody knows. And I've just been on a purple colossal thing.
Been in
today.
A purple
but
haze
I want
all day.
I've been a purple haze all day today. So we're going to take a real break. We're going to come back. If Angela's still on, we're going to wrap it up. I got a couple questions for the both of you all. And I know that China Doll's going to play some Prince that night. I'm going to put my request for some Prince to play that night. So, China Doll, don't you go nowhere.
And it is so.
I think I'm going to put a little bit on while we take a break. I'll be right back. Because you tune in and we are radio live. All right, y'all hear him? Y'all hear my purple majestic baby? Today we lost him 5 years ago. Can y'all believe it? Five years ago to this day, and his music is still alive. China Doll, welcome back to We Are Radio Live. Welcome back.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah,
how'd you
5
like that?
Years ago.
How'd you
I
like
mean,
that?
Loved it, loved it, loved it. I love it. You know, and I'm a Prince lover, too. But, you know, 5 years, 5 years, and like you say, his music still goes. And I got news. His music will continue to live on. This man was a genius, not only a musical genius, but a lyrical genius as well. And people don't know that he made music for the time, and he made music for Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, and he did. He had his hand in a little bit of everything. This man was a genius. And I don't think there's anybody that doesn't love Prince.
He was way beyond his time. He knew about the times that we were going through. This song is called Dear Mr. Man, and this is on one of his other albums. A new album has already been launched out the vault called Welcome to America. Let me tell you something. He knew all this. He saw way before anything, but we want to give honor to the most humble, the purple one himself, Prince. Today, play that music. Enjoy the life and the music that he left us behind. Because guess what? I got my shirt on. I got my purple hat on. I've been jamming all day. I even got me a purple drink. Okay, I got me a purple.
That's not a purple cap. That's all right.
So,
that is all right.
So
I will not disappoint you.
And I know you won't. So listen, I just brought Angela. Are you on, Angela Taylor?
I'm still here. Yes, I am.
All right. I'm hoping you're enjoying the show, Angela. You got China Doll here. So you're going to get a chance to meet China Doll herself Saturday night and share some of your amazing information.
Ms. Angela.
Oh, absolutely. It sounds like it's going to be a phenomenal night. Women looking beautiful, enjoying ourselves. You can't ask for more than that. And networking, come on. It's a Saturday night. I don't think any of us will soon forget.
Right.
Let me tell you something. I'm not going to give none of y'all no excuse for not being up on time for Sunday brunch, 10:30 at the Double Tree by Hilton. So let's just kind of recap as we wrap up. We're going to be at the Orlando Marriott Lakeside Saturday night from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. The Orlando Marriott Lakeside is right across the street. It is in a beautiful, beautiful hotel and a great social distancing environment for us to host our Chilling with China Doll happy hour, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. The event is free. Tell all your friends to come out and meet our wonderful vendors. Our sponsor herself, Angela Taylor of KP Financial Services, will be there. So as we get ready to take this next quadrum leap into the new uncharted territory, ladies, as we get ready to wrap up, and I'm going to start with Angela. Mm-hmm. For all my inspired entrepreneurs out there, what would be the message you want to give to an entrepreneur who's scared to come out, but it's time? We got to now embrace and get out here, whether you get vaccinated, whether you don't, but get out. What would be 30 seconds you would tell an entrepreneur about the importance of networking? Let's go.
Without networking, your message does not reach those who need it so very desperately. You've been given a gift. You have a skill. And in order for that to be something that is lucrative to you, that's a blessing to others, you've got to meet with those in the community that you can service. So come on out, put that mask on, you know, make your presence known so that you can build something that's going to last.
Absolutely. That is exactly it. Come on out. You know, we can't be afraid of everything. Some things we just have to give it to God and let God's will be done. But if you're running a business, you got to get out and network. You got to brand your brand. And now we got to, you know, get back into the swing of things. Nothing is normal no more. But what is normal is networking. So, Angela, we're going to make sure that individuals know who you are. The flyers is going out. Information about KP Insurance is going out. And for more information, give them your number again, Angela.
407 800-900-3661.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us today. Welcome to the Florida Chapter Women Entrepreneurs of America, Angela Taylor.
All right. It's been a privilege. Thank you.
All right. All right. And China Doll herself, the Latanya Dixon Montgomery. You got 30 seconds. If you can give something to an entrepreneur who's ready to come out and just feel like, okay, I don't know if I can do it, what would be the message you give to them? Let's share it.
Well, I really agree with you and Miss Angela. You cannot be afraid. You have to put your trust in God. Be as careful as you possibly can, but networking and marketing is the key. If you want it to grow, if it's a passion of yours, if this is a passion of yours, then you have to throw caution to the wind, trust God to bring you through, and get out there and hobnob. Listen, put it on the radio, put it on the whatever you have to do, you know, but that marketing and networking is what it's all about. Otherwise, nobody will know. If you don't tell them, how will they know? So that is something that is really, really important. And in this time, like you said, we have to be careful. We have to mask up and keep our social distancing. And I'm glad you, you know, reserved such a place. But we have to get out there. We have to be like-minded and come together and make these things happen. Because just sitting at home and saying we want it to happen is not going to happen that way.
Absolutely. Listen, I want all my listeners to know tickets are on sale. It's a hat-a-tude for networking. Angela got a hat-a-tude. China Dog got a hat-a-tude. I got a hat-a-tude for networking. Join us the weekend of May 21st, 23rd. Doubletree by Hilton has some great room rates. If you need a room, hurry up and get with me so we can lock you in. Tickets are $50 for Saturday night and Sunday brunch. Cater brunch, vendors, networking, music, entertainment, door projects, so much more. China Doll, thank you for taking the time out to join us on We're Radio Live. And we look forward to seeing you next month,
welcome.
China Doll.
All right. I will see you there.
All right. So listen, if you want to know more about Women Entrepreneurs of America, join us, www.weainc.web.com. If you are part of the Florida area and you want to be a part of the organization, reach out to Victoria Cooper. Reach out to Angela Taylor. Reach out to Yolanda R. Lamar. Let me tell you something. Kendra Pearson, if you're tuned in, thank you for joining the Florida chapter. That's our virtual assistant. Speaking Life Virtually is the name of her business. We Are Radio Live is here to serve you. See us next week, next Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because you tuned in to We Are Radio Live. Y'all have a great winning Wednesday and have a blessed and safe week.
Clap your hands, y'all. Voting. Same soul with a different name. Might not be in the back of the bus, but it sure feels just the same. Ain't nothing fair about welfare. Ain't no citizens in aid. Ain't nothing affirmative about your actions till my people get paid.
Your wild years are up.
Now we got to share the land. Section 1, 14th Amendment says no state shall deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Listen, man, we want to end this thing with a couple of words. We tired of y'all. Tired, make you. Yeah.